Oh, guys. So, usually I talk about America's issues and America's problems in podcasts. But today I want to talk about something very serious and very disturbing and very upsetting that I've recently learned about my life. And what has really been going on to where I haven't been podcasting the past 2 months. So, I'm gonna try and squeeze this into 5 minutes. Okay, so back in June 1st it was, I took a break off from my job. I took a break off my job because I learned that one of my bosses or one of my supervisors had contracted COVID-19, and she never told me or anyone else that she had been in close contact with anybody else. So I went to get tested the very next day, and I took a test, swab test my nose, to swab test of my, my inner mouth. So about nine hours later, got the tests, and it said I tested positive for COVID. So what that meant is I had to isolate 14 days. Well, that's where it gets very complicated. In those 14 days, some of my family contracted it. Wasn't even near them. They contracted it somehow. So I had to isolate even more. So by then I had to contact my boss and email her and call her, spoke to her, blah blah blah. Can't be at work right now. I have COVID. My family has COVID. Don't know when I'm gonna come to work. So she said, "Well, look, if you can't come back to work right now, how about you just take a couple months off?" I'm like, "Okay, I'll take a couple months off." So during that time, I learned that there is a family member in my family that has been using my mother for trajectory reasons that I don't like and she doesn't like. So that person thinks it's okay to constantly harass me and my mother. And let me be clear. To harass me is one thing, but to harass my mother is a whole different story. You don't harass women. To me, that was disturbing. Being that that's her own brother, that's her brother. And because he's been doing this, we've had to cut him off, and he still seems a way to harass her. So, in July, going through a tough stretch in July, where I ended up having to get some credit cards just to pay some bills. And I found a job doing what I've wanted to do for like the past couple months. Well, I didn't start working until the very end of July because of July, because the fact that I'm a part-time streamer on Twitch, and when you're streaming and someone uses the N-word on stream, that's just not okay with me. Mind you, I'm part Native American. So to me, when someone's using the N-word, it just blew my mind. It upset me. But other than that, I went back to work about a week and a half ago. Felt great. I'm going on vacation next week. Gonna enjoy myself. So yeah, I just wanted to update you guys on you know, the situation that's been going on, family-wise, personal life-wise with me. I don't know when the next podcast will be, but I can say it will be soon. I have to talk to my team about when they want a new team, a new podcast. So, yeah. Stay tuned, guys. And if you want to, you can go follow my Facebook fan page, The Great American Podcast. Give me some follows. Give me some likes. Much love, guys. Peace. What's up, guys? So, on this podcast, we're going to talk about... Well, let's talk about society and the way the world works, okay? Now, I'm not the one here to, you know... be negative or be super derogatory about it or have bigotry. But some of y'all may not know, this podcast is a conservative podcast for conservative talk. What I'm asking you guys to do is get the word out for my podcast and let everyone know that I'm here to talk about things that happen in society, happen in daily people's lives that affect the world nationwide. I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about UK. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about China, Asia, Africa. Central America. Every little country they can think of. People are going through something in their daily life. Just like I am. And because of that, there's not much things that people can do that we can do to help them. Which is why I'm going to create a non-charity fund for the unlucky and the poor that need the money the most. This charity is going to be a non-charity. Now, mind you, this money will go to the people that really need it. Like the homeless people, people in poverty, people that want to go to school and can't afford it. That's my people that I will support. Now, the way this works is I'm going to set up a GoFundMe account. And I'm going to set up a goal. And I'm going to put the charity in there. And I want you guys to know that I will post the charity link in this the next podcast stream that comes out next week. I also want you to go check out my WordPress website, The Great American Podcast. It's up and running right now. I already created it last week. It has my about section, a website, and my blog that I can contact my team and or me personally. And you can find us on social media. It has all my social media links on there. So give them a review. I was thinking about going on Twitter today to do a video, but I just didn't feel that it was right. So, because they have a thing called Twitter Blue right now. It's where you can do a 10-minute video. So, anyways, I'm going to do a short stream for tonight, because tomorrow's my birthday. And I need rest so I can, you know, do my things I need to do. So, I enjoy you guys being here, watching me, listening to my podcast. It means a lot. And to be honest, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys that listen to this podcast. I know it's hard to hear that some of the things I talk about because you guys are, you know, either lean to the left or you lean to the right. And I don't care if you lean to the left or lean to the right. I don't care what political party you're about. I don't even care if you're not even part of a political party. Even better. But the part this podcast is about talking about issues, not only just about America, but around the world. And we are coming out with a huge change in January, where there will be live real-time podcasts on my website. So we're going to be transitioning that onto there. Anchor will still be the podcast that I make my podcast with, but the podcast link will be live on my website, so you can go there on my website. It's no cost, because I don't expect you guys to pay for anything, because that wouldn't be fair to anybody. So all I expect you guys to do is to give me a good review on the Apple Store. Any podcast app that's like 4.5 ratings, I'm on there. Because I trust and value my business just like you trust me with what I have to say. So, with that being said, I'm going to let you guys go. It's about 9:33 my time, because I live in the Pacific time, west coast of the United States. And you guys have a good night. And I'll speak to you guys later. Next week sometime. For now, it's goodbye, but it's not forever. So much love to you guys. Much peace, and keep doing what you gotta do. Much love. Peace. Hey y'all, how you doing today? So I just got out the green room. Green room is a known podcast room for Spotify. Civil rights. Let me tell you something. Civil rights in the United States is a hot, hot topic that you guys do not want to miss out on here. What was I going to say about it? Y'all know about Martin Luther King Jr. And y'all know about Rosa Parks. But let me go in depth about that. Rosa Parks was a woman that didn't give up her seat on a public transit county bus. This was in the segregation era. Segregation during that time in the United States, It was pretty powerful. She refused to give up her seat and went to jail for it. Back then, if you didn't give up your seat, you'd either get beat up, robbed, shot, mugged, arrested. So what that woman did for every person of color was a monumental step in today's society. Not only will I say that with momentous gain, I'll say that with a sipped, or however you call it. A list, I think. Because, to be honest, she not only marched with Dr. King in 1960, she went from Montgomery, Alabama to Washington, D.C. to march with her people to empower freedom and to make it possible where a white man and an African-American girl could date, use the same bathroom, go to the same school, use the same bus, work at the same job, etc. A whole lot of other things I could list and on and on and on. The fact that I'm bringing this up today is because this is about civil rights. Today's episode is civil rights, and it's a hot topic that I want to discuss. I was born in Washington State, but I was born and raised in different states. Four to six of them exactly. Galena, Texas, when my dad was in the military as an army medic. Killeen, Texas is right by Fort Hood. And then I went to Charleston, South Carolina. That was about for 2 years. During these times, I lived in a lot of other states on the East Coast, the Midwest, and at least 3 or 4 of them were segregated states. And whenever I walked down the street, or whenever I rode a public transportation, you could tell that these people had went through it. Heck, when I was down in Atlanta back in 2019, I was walking down the street, guy was having a bad day. I'm like, man, what's wrong, dude? He goes, man, this guy roasted profile me because I'm black. And I was just shopping in the store, trying to get me some groceries for my family. My family's suffering. They don't have nothing to eat. And I want to get them to eat something to eat tonight so that I don't go starving. And I'm broke. I don't have a job. I lost my job 2 weeks ago because of, they didn't like me because of my skin color. I'm like, wow, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, man, you see this wallet? They're like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, I'm about to give you some money. So that day, I gave that man $150 out of my own pocket. I said, sir, now I can use that for your groceries. Use that to pay some bills too. So I know you guys are hurting, so am I. But I care about you more than I do. I can go without food for 3 days. You ain't going for 3 days without food. My book, I care more about you than I care about myself. And I made that day. I made that man's day that day. You know why? Because I made him smile. I made him cry. Because, to be honest, that man wasn't expecting that. That man was expecting to go to the store with only $10. Only come out of the store with like maybe 2 or 3 items. And then the day he told me he had 5 kids, a wife, no power, nothing. $150, that'll restore your power. He told me his power bill was only $40. So not only did I help that guy restore his power, I gave that man grocery money. I gave that man money for his family. So to be exact, it was a tough time that when I was down in Georgia for that time. It was tough. But I learned a lot of things. Treat others how you want to be treated, and they'll treat you the same way. And when I was in high school, well, middle school, I was in 7th grade, I was in history class, watched a video, a full video, you know, the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. did a whole march, like I said, with the Rosa Parks. And about 2 weeks later, he marched all the way back down to Atlanta, Georgia, near his hometown, and in front of his home. And then he went to the Lorraine Motel, and the next day he got shot and assassinated because somebody didn't like what he was doing. Mind you, it was a white man that killed him. And that white man said in prison, I didn't like that guy because he was black, because he was doing a march for segregation and to end it. In my mind, when I heard that, it pissed me off. Because you know what? Dr. King is a powerful individual. We just passed his birthday. He would have been 95 years old in his 90s this year. There is a holiday named after him for a reason, folks. When I say that for compassion. So not only am I just on here to, you know, explain a little bit about segregation and civil rights, but we're going to go into a little bit in depth and more in depth about that in a couple of sessions. Today we're just going to do a very short session and introduce you to this topic. And follow me on my Twitter account, Great American Podcast. As well as my Instagram. That's my Instagram name too. And appreciate every one of you. For now, I'm going to end this podcast. But I hope every one of you have a great day. Wherever you are, appreciate my viewers. And this podcast is now not only going to be about America's issues, It's going to be about issues about everything. So, that's why I kind of changed up the name. And, that's going to be it today. Appreciate you guys hearing me. Appreciate you guys hearing me talk about a controversial subject. And, there'll be more subjects to talk about. I'll be inviting more people. So, anyways, y'all have a good day. A good night. Good morning, good week, good day, good month, good year, whatever you so call it, and God bless.